Hey, what's going on? So it's been another week, so you get another shitty fucking podcast from me. And this time on this shitty podcast, I am joined by Melissa.
Yep.
Yep. Your eyes are just alight with excitement.
Yep.
Or actually look more like you're waiting at the dentist or the gyno's office or something, just glazed over and not wanting to be there.
No, I love being at the dentist and the gynos.
You do?
Yep.
He's a very gentle guy.
Yep.
Good guy, keeps everything in working order down there.
Very thorough.
Very thorough. Sometimes
Thorough.
I pass out and I wake back up later, don't know what happened. I have to kind of, stumble out of the office.
Very relaxed.
Very relaxed. That seems so uncomfortable. Like when you see in those movies where they put those like metal forceps right in the
Yeah,
vag.
they're awful.
They're
It's like
awful.
being pried open. It's not a fun experience.
No. Well, it wouldn't seem like it would be. And
No.
it seems like they could at least make those out of, like, I don't know, some kind of softer plastic. Maybe more contoured.
It
Because
wouldn't
you only see
matter.
the metal kind. And the metal kind looks like it would just, like, you'd feel like you were a zoo animal. You know?
I wonder what gynos think of like gaping hole porn.
Gaping hole porn. Like, oh man, there's a cyst in there. Like, better they contact them. You better go to the fucking your local gynecologist.
Their whole workday is just gaping hole porn.
I bet that's they can't even watch that on their own time. They're
They're just like, oh.
either so into it that they can't get enough of it that they're like sitting there hard under their doctor gown looking at big open vaginas, or they get home and if they even in like on the home screen of all the different thumbnail images, if they see one, they're just, oh, Jesus. Let's keep work at work. Anyway, so today's sponsor is CloudStop, your local vape shop. CloudStop, 90% of e-juiced is garbage, 5% is admirable, 4% is favorable, but that last 1% is liquid gold. It's time to join the 1%, and give people loans they can't afford to pay back and manipulate them into perpetual poverty. That's not what they said. That's just what the 1% does. Am I right, guys? Man. Head over to CloudStop Shop. That's cloudstopshop.com and be a goddamn 1%er. And if you know what comes along with being one, and you know what comes along with being a 1%er, being sexy, charming, smart, rich, and most important, tax breaks. At CloudStop, we're a big fan of tax breaks. You know what else we like? Juice Club. For less than $1 a day, you can receive 2 bottles of e-juice per month, every month, on the first, right to your door. Interested? We thought so. Just select your preferred flavor profile and whoosh, you're off. They were rolling there for a while, and then whoosh, you're off. Wee-hee. Every month, your overly knowledgeable staff will select 2 flavors of premium e-juice, perfect for your palate. CloudStopShop.com, escort quality, hooker pricing. Don't forget, use the code MERCA15 for 15% off all orders. So before all you fucks are like, hey, what about Vapolabs? They've been sponsoring you for longer than these guys. So I was turned on to this company by my contact at Vapolabs. So I believe they're at least on some level partnered up. They are two distinct different companies though. So I'm still waiting to get my product to test from CloudStop. I did browse their website for a while, and it looks really cool. It looks good quality. I mean, people can't lie in advertising. That was established a long time ago, I think. Isn't that right? Not allowed to lie in advertising.
Yep.
Exactly. Melissa knows.
I know everything.
Yeah, I asked Cliff Hutchinson, my attorney, and he said that there's no way you can lie in advertising. So they actually had to take 99 bottles and show that theirs was the one that was good. So anyway, go to Cloud Stop Shop. Link is below, and do their Juice Club. I think I'm going to do that because I look around right now and I'm 100% out of all the free shit that Vapolab sent me. And so I really need to go to either the store and get the shitty stuff that I used before Vapolabs, or I could use cloudstopshop.com and get some really good quality stuff. So check them out if you're into the whole vaping thing or if you want to try it, because when you help them out, it reflects well on me. So anyway. Escort quality, hooker pricing, Merca 15, 15% off all orders.
Cliff Hutchinson really likes the hooker pricing, doesn't he?
No. Cliff Hutchinson isn't into hooker pricing. He's a hooker defendant. He takes down the Johns. Cliff Hutchinson, attorney at law, specializing in release date and hooker.
Babe, we've been having an affair.
Yeah, both of us at the same time. Same person, too. Just what the fuck? So we were both looking at news shit to talk about, and Melissa just found, like, all movies and TV shows and shit. You even made a little list, like I do.
Yeah.
Of all your shit. What's on your list over there? What do you got?
Christmas movies. My two favorite Christmas movies. Actually, I have three, but one of them is debatable.
Well, we don't have
debatable.
Time for three. What are two?
If you have never heard of the movie Rare Exports, it is a Swedish film. I don't know where you could find it. You'd probably have to torrent it or...
How good of a Christmas movie can it be if it's Swedish and you have to torrent it?
It's really good. It's about an evil Santa Claus. Not Krampus. I haven't seen Krampus, but, it's really good. It's more like a Christmas horror flick. And Swedish horror flicks are really good.
Christmas horror?
Yeah.
Like you don't get what you wanted, or Christmas, like, dismembers your family?
Like, dismembers your family. You watched it with me. Don't you remember the evil Santas that they dig up in the Arctic?
What? Did I watch that?
Yeah.
I must have been on my computer at the same time or something because I have no recollection.
Okay, well, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. And, and Elf. And we'll be watching Elf this week sometime.
I like Elf.
Because I love Elf.
And you don't even like Will Ferrell.
I don't. I hate him. But stupid. Elf is so funny.
No, but Will Ferrell's hilarious. I don't know why you don't like him.
I just don't. He's just gross. Like, I don't like guys just being gross. It's not as funny.
What do you mean being gross? How is he being gross?
It's just like making when he rubs those faces. And I mean, look at all the screenshots from Zoolander and the new Zoolander. It's just
There's
awful.
A new Zoolander?
Yeah, there's another Zoolander coming out.
Oh, strike while the iron's hot.
They're working on it, and he's got that same crazy, like parted in the middle, white hair with it curls up like Queen of Hearts style. It's awful.
Yeah, that sounds really shitty. I do not want to watch any new Zoolanders. I didn't even like the old one that much. The old one wasn't that funny. It was just a bunch of gay guys who eventually blew up a gas station and they all died. Except for Ben Stiller, who continued to fruit around for another 90 minutes. And then eventually the movie just ends.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
You know, the only good line in that entire thing is when he's talking to Mugatu, who is Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Yeah. And he says, like, is this a, you know, school for ants? When the design is too small, you know? Whatever. Fuck
You're
it.
You're looking at me like I should know these things, but I don't
I'm
like
I'm looking
the movie,
at you like
so...
you should know this like easy pop culture thing.
I don't
Like if I said here's so Johnny.
Bad. Okay.
You
well,
would know what that was from.
Yeah, cuz that's everywhere and it's been everywhere. It's like one of the classic horror references.
And you've still never seen that movie and you still know it.
Yeah, but it's comedy so I don't. Cuz yeah. I don't think it's funny.
Looks like you've got Fargo over there on your list as well.
Yeah.
You've been watching a bit of Fargo?
Yeah, we've both been watching Fargo.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Like, all these people in the Dakotas and their Fargos and just too much for me. I'm a simple milk folk.
It's so good. It's such a good series if you haven't seen it.
It is really good. Yeah, their accents make it so much better. Just that horrible like not quite Canadian.
I don't think it's that horrible. Like
Chris,
it's endearing.
Kirsten Dunn, it's endearing, but it's also like, would you want to talk to someone if they spoke like that constantly?
Because it's endearing, so yeah. It's I like hearing how they say things. It's funny.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Check that out. It's on Netflix, isn't it?
Well, the first season's
no,
on
FX,
Netflix.
Yeah.
And the second season isn't out on anything yet, but it's really good.
Yeah, it's real, real good. Check that out.
Let's just make a long list of everything you should go, like, stop listening to the podcast and go watch instead right now.
You should go watch all those deals over at cloudstopshop.com.
Just watch them. Just look at them.
Yeah. So, the Patreon thing. Go check out Patreon in the next week or so. Is the Skype $20 and up meetup. Last time it was a lot of fun, so if you guys are into that, then go subscribe to Patreon and be a patron, and that would be excellent. Top notch. It would be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'd be great. Mm-hmm. Melissa thinks she should.
I'm a Patreon.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No,
I'm going to be in the chat, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
No. When we do the chat, Melissa's not a patron, so I lock her into the bathroom. And she's not allowed to hear any of it. It's only for subscribers to the Patreon. You can't hear.
I will go in with my laptop. I'll be part of it.
You can't. I'll kick you from the call.
You'll see me in the call. I'll just barge in.
That's not how Skype works. The fuck are you talking about? Oh, that's weird. So, yeah, check out Patreon. There's a lot of other benefits as well. It's only $5 a month if you want to get the bonus, premium, extra episode, whatever you want to call it. And that should be within the next week as well. So, yeah, check that out. I'd really appreciate it if you did. All of it helps and keeps everything going. Did you hear that guy on Fox News call Obama a pussy?
No, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did he get fired?
No, he probably got promoted to executive assistant to Bill O'Reilly.
It's about time they, like, said something interesting on Fox News.
They always are saying stuff interesting on Fox News. Just like they're always saying something interesting on MSNBC. When you go so far to the left or so far to the right that you have to borderline make shit up, it's always interesting. Like, you know, it's so far in one direction, you know it can't be true.
Yeah, I don't know what channel it was on, but it probably was Fox News because it was at your grandparents, but that...
then it was Fox News. They only have Fox News on.
Like a politics show of five women talking and one guy in the middle that looks like he's supposed to be mediating things, but he doesn't say much because all of the women are just too busy talking over him.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
What's the show called?
Oh, I can't remember, but it is related.
Fox in the Hen House. I don't know.
I really think it is. It's related to that guy. Like, the title of it is because that guy is being... that guy's being talked over by those women. It's really funny.
Yeah. I don't want to watch a bunch of women talk about anything. Like, of any of the podcasts we listen to, or any of the shows we watch, are any of them just a bunch of women sitting around at a big, like, hen party, cackling about things?
No, because those are awful.
Yeah. Like,
they're always typecasted kind of people. Like, stereotype, I don't know. I feel like they aren't, maybe real women are like that. Like, that bullshit show, Girl's Guide to Divorce, someone recommended me, and it's awful. It's just...
That sounds like a show that's only for women. Shows.
Yeah, it's for women in that specific category, and then it's just really terrible.
Are they all just ingrate twats?
Yeah.
Just, I sucked his cock for 10 years, and now I get all, like, half his money, and I'm set.
Yep. Got my new boobs.
Want
to see them?
Time to go troll around the town for another, you know, clumsy cock that'll trip its way into me. And then I can be on round two of garnering a bunch of money, you know.
Yeah, one of them was actually, I think I stopped watching when she said she was, like, getting more money from her ex to have sex with him again. And it's like, it kind of made me want to throw up, so I stopped watching.
Those kind of shows are just gross. Like,
yeah.
It's so flagrantly pandering to a demographic that it's like, I don't know. It doesn't even have to be like a gross demographic. Like, I hate when there's so much pandering, you know? Like, it's all to divorced women, which is a huge demographic of women who have a ton of extra time and money to spend.
Yeah.
Because they're divorced, and divorce courts give women whatever they need in most situations. Yep. And even if it's something like that show Doomsday Preppers, pandering to idiots who think the world's about to end, selling them, like, knives that'll last 2 centuries mm-hmm. or things like that, like, it's still... It's not as bad as, you know, Divorce Twats Incorporated or whatever the name of that show was, but it's still stupid. I don't like any of those shows, except for, like, Survivor Man, and that's that's a good show, but even that's not actually pandering as much as it is just a guy surviving. Like, he's not trying to sell you shit. He's not trying to sell you and say, hey, if you buy this flint and metal from my store... And you'll be able to start fires, too.
Like yeah, but, yeah, they're also just trying to sell you an ideology, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Like, oh, it's okay to think this way about these things because we all do. It's all right to...
Oh, with the divorced women show?
Oh, just, I think a lot of those kinds of shows, just any that don't have very many dynamic characters, they're all just kind of... The same
where they're
characters
all
going through different shit.
Just spoiled, rotten, faked boob whores.
Yeah.
Who traipse around the city spending money that isn't theirs. Yeah. Then they have, like, Cosmotinis or whatever women drink.
Cosmotinis.
No. Cosmopolitans. That's what it is.
Cosmopolitans. $38 drinks.
Yeah. Next time we go out to eat, I'm going to order you a Cosmotini.
No, I won't drink it.
Because that's not a drink. they'll bring you a Cosmo and a Martini. Ah. They'll tell them to mix it up. Put it in a big juice glass.
Ew. I don't like those fruity drinks.
Yeah, you do. You've got them when we go out to eat so many times.
No, because they're good, but they're a waste of money because they're not very alcoholic. I always get Long Islands and rum and cokes and... Very dark, rich porters.
I don't like that. Why you would drink a dark, rich porter beer while we're when we're about to eat a big meal doesn't make any goddamn sense to me.
It's really tasty.
Like, get a lighter beer.
They're very alcoholic. It's like having 2 beers. I mean, it's the same thing as having 2 beers, except I just have to have one.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
You can't just say no. It's not the same.
I can keep saying yes. It is.
Well, then you've just conceded defeat. It's not the same. It's much easier to drink 2 light beers.
Like, oh, 2 Bud Lights. Didn't say it was easier. I'm just saying, like, it is like drinking
maybe
2 beers, alcohol-wise.
I don't know. I don't like those big, rich beers. It's fucking gross.
Oh, they're so good. Tastes like
you're drinking, like, 100% food. That shit that they gave us for PKA that we all drank on the show. I've got 4 of those. I drank 1, the chocolate kind. And the raw kind on the show. And then I've got 4 more of those up in the pantry that I don't know what to do.
We could donate them.
We could donate them to the homeless. I saw a couple holes out by the front, like the lawn out there. And I think those are gophers. I could pour some 100% food into there, kill those right off. We'll go outside and there'll be a bunch of bloated gophers laying there begging for death.
Add just a little bit less water, it will cement the hole over.
Oh, I could do that too.
And they'll suffocate in there.
Yeah, it's like quickcrete.
Yep.
Just pave that over. Yeah, there's potholes that I could fix, all sorts of things. Yeah, that stuff is... I guarantee it's really healthy for you because...
No.
There's no... No, I guarantee it's healthy for
no,
you
it's
because...
Not. No way.
It definitely is.
No.
It's definitely good for you.
No.
Because if it weren't good for you, what would their incentive be to make it taste like shit?
I'm sure it has, like, the ingredients of good things, but part of the reason that vitamins and nutrients come from our food is because of what they're made up of. Like,
yeah, there's, like, flaxseed
and... broccoli. No, I mean, like, eating raw broccoli is better for you than eating it cooked because your body, like, the structure of the food is digested by your body in a certain way that is beneficial to you. And so just taking all the good ingredients out of the food and putting it in a bottle...
That just has to do with fiber, though.
Well, Yeah, and fiber is part of a healthy diet.
Yeah, eat a stick of celery after you drink your 100% food. You're good to go.
Well, it's not, then 100% food isn't 100%
healthy for you. It's 100% food. No, that's, what a ridiculous thing to say.
It's missing the structure. Like, if it would transform.
No, it's, if it was called like 100% one of those... food, not 100% of everything you will ever need. Ever. Like,
I'm
it's,
just giving
it's
you good. Shit because you said it was it's 100% healthy. Good for you.
Because
I'm saying nah.
Companies don't release something that tastes like sludgy garbage and isn't good for you.
I think they do.
It has to be good
for you.
Because
it won't work, and then you're like, oh, I fucked up. I ate that candy bar the other day. I need to buy more of this shit so I can get back on my diet.
I don't think so. I don't think that's what they do. I think that they had a plan of making a competitor to Around the House wall spackling, and something went wrong in the mixing process. And they were like, hey, we could eat this, right? Oh, I'm not eating it. You can sell it to people, though.
Do you think that's, like, is that something that they could put inside somebody's stomach when they're eating off a tube?
No, that had to be a real girthy tube, because that like, thick, viscous fluid is not going to go through a tube very easily. There's, like,
yeah,
nuts and shit in there. No, it's, I guess you could. I don't
because,
know.
Because, like, so, like, I've... My grandpa ate from a tube for the last 3 years, and it was pretty thick-looking stuff that they were putting in his stomach.
Then maybe you
it
could.
It wasn't like an IV size. It was like a pretty large valve tube with these giant syringe plastic bottles that looked like baby milk. It was gross.
Well, I mean...
And then, in that case, you don't need it to taste like anything.
Yeah. It's an improvement on what they've got going right now. But, yeah, I've got 4 bottles of that left. I think I'm going to give them, I don't know, to a family member I don't care for Christmas. Someone like that.
Tell them, here, go on a diet.
Yeah. Hey, you big fat fuck. I got 100% of this for you right now. You're going to take one sip and wish... that you weren't so fat and that you didn't have to go through this to lose weight.
Yep.
Yeah, it's real gross, but it's also, I think it's probably pretty good for you. Because there's no incentive to make a shitty tasting, bad for you drink. And I said that like 3 times by now, so let's fucking move on from the 100% food thing.
Yep.
I was looking for news stories and shit, and I saw like 5 different ones that were all some variation of like an atheist group or some kind of group making fun of religious people on Christmas, where there was like a Santa billboard that had a picture of Santa doing that like shh motion with his finger, like in his white glove in front of his lips, like he just sodomized you and was about to sneak back up the chimney. And he was doing that little face, and on the side it said like, don't worry, go ahead and skip church. Just be good for goodness sake. And it said like, American atheists at the bottom. And it's like, that one isn't too bad, but who do you think you're bringing over to your team doing that? You know, like, is there someone that's actually I have a link to it, probably, unless I exit it out. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, it's a billboard.
It's a billboard by American Atheists or atheist.org, and it's like, you know, Santa looking like a real molester on the left side.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, keep it quiet. Don't tell the mom and dad, or I'm not going to bring you presents next year. You want presents, don't you? Bend over.
I don't know. I like this as much as I like all the anti-abortion billboards in Missouri. I've never seen one before till I moved here.
They're all, they don't care for abortion.
No, but see, they don't.
It's the same thing, though.
Like, I know. They're not bringing, they don't think that. They don't think it's not bringing anyone over to their side, or maybe it's not really atheists that put up that billboard. It's Christians, and they're just like, oh, how can we get them?
Oh, that's going pretty deep down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case. But what I think that...
They're just so horrible.
All those billboards, like the abortion one, it's like you're not convincing anyone. And most people are pretty hard set in their beliefs about abortion.
Yeah.
Like, they're not as hard set as someone about Christmas and atheists. You know, a Christian could be up in the air about, like, you know, they could be ambivalent about atheists and be like, yeah, if they're not believing, whatever. Or they could be like, oh man, they're going to go to hell and fuck them. I would say much more the former. But seeing a billboard like that.
Really?
Yeah, nowadays, I'd say so. Mm. Most of them probably think they're going to go to hell, but most of them probably aren't like visibly angry about people not believing in God. But seeing a billboard like that where it's like roundabout passively aggressively or passive aggressively like mocking what they're doing, you know, like go ahead and skip church. Don't go waste your time like all those goobers, like all those fucking tards. You know, I think it's so silly. I'll just throw up a picture of Santa telling me to shush after he molested me like that. It's not bringing anybody to your side.
No,
it's actively getting people to not take your side.
Because
it makes me not want to take their side. Because it's like, just fucking let people do what they want on Christmas. Stop pushing your agenda. Like, you're not solving anything. This isn't making people more receptive to evolution or scientific theories that they've otherwise rejected. It's just you being a bit of a thorn in someone's side, being an asshole.
It makes me think of consumerism. It's like, okay, well, you're trying to, like, get the message away from the true meaning of Christmas message, and yeah, that's how I feel. Like, it reminds me of consumerism instead of, like, oh, like, be good to your neighbor. Like, even if you don't believe in God or anything, you still, that time of year, it's all about the Christian values, pretty much. Like, be good to the people you love around you, and give gifts when you can, and like the true meaning of Christmas, it's all like kind of Christian values to me. And if you're trying to get away from that, it just sounds like consumerism to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Like, the atheists are putting in their, like having Santa on there and whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't get why you have to be on your big soapbox about it. Like, why not actually fight legislation prohibiting teaching evolution with that money instead of making a smarmy little I'm smarter than you message to put on a billboard? Like, because that's kind of what it is.
Someone has too money and they thought they were clever.
Yeah, but isn't that, like, it doesn't make anyone look like, if you tell someone, if you're, like, you're in a discussion and they're like, oh, I'm a Christian, you're like, oh, I'm an atheist, or I'm agnostic, or whatever you say, and then you drive right by that billboard, you're just going to be cringing the whole time, like, ugh, God, I look like a douche.
Yep.
Even more so than if the Christian was a reasonable Christian, you drove by one of those, like, what will Jesus say to you when you walk up to the pearly gates? Did you protect little boys and girls? Like, like one of those billboards. The Christian's not going to look at that and be like, oh God, they assume that I'm one of those people, because it's understood that that's an extreme version of what they believe, for the most part.
And sometimes they're going to be small. Like, well, yeah, that's the truth about it. That's what they actually think.
Yeah.
A lot of them. But, I mean, it, whatever. It's, I don't like most atheist anythings because.
No.
It just.
It comes off as arrogant.
Well, it's the opposite extreme. It's just dichotomizing the issue, and it's not progressing anything. It's just us versus them, and no.
It's the whole reason that I really like. I dislike hardcore people on the left more than people that are hardcore on the right. I've said this so many times, that people who are hardcore on the right seem to be there because of ignorance. They haven't caught up with the internet. They aren't as well read. They don't have as much education. They're older. They didn't have all the opportunities that people have now. People who are hardcore way the fuck on the left, like beyond what is reasonable, are there usually out of arrogance, like talking down to people, taking the side of minorities who they are condescending to. It's like the soft bigotry of low expectations, you know, where yeah. It's like, oh, we all know that you really can't keep up, can you, black community? So we just have to pander to you and to be condescending. And oh no, and if you call us out on it, we're not being condescending. You're the ones who are being racist for expecting them to keep their, you know, to keep up with all the white people. And it's like, it's arrogant on that side, and it's ignorant on the far right side. Neither of which is good, but it's easier to forgive ignorance than arrogance.
I don't know, because I feel like a lot of the very far right arguments about things center around, like, oh, well, you leftist people, you haven't actually experienced the world in a lot of ways. like, oh, you haven't lived in communities where, like, race is an issue, so you don't actually have the experience. You have the education, but not the experience. And I think a lot of people on the very far right are very educated. It's just the mass of, like, the general population seems less educated or old, but...
That's what I'm talking about, though. It's not the figureheads on the far right and the far left. It's the masses who are extremely to the right versus the masses that are extremely to the left. Not like a moderate right person or a moderate left. I'm talking about the extreme people.
Yeah. But
like,
I also think that people, as they get older, typically, like, this is something that's just been repeated over and over, and I have just come to believe as I've gotten older, is that as you grow older, you become a little bit more conservative. Like, a lot of people, just as they grow older, they become more conservative.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be out of control when I get older then. Because I need maybe I'll whip back to the left. Be no. That guy who's yelling about Halloween costumes. You can't wear a sombrero. You're not a Mexican. Yeah. Get out of that Chipotle. Yelling about things.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of things that are offensive or supposed to be offensive to certain races. Like, I'm part Native American on my mom's side, and my mom gets offended at some Indian things, and it's like, it's like headdresses. They were like one tribe used headdresses and shit. With the feathers and everything, and it's just kind of been applied to Native Americans across the board.
And it's not
and
even
it's
a
like,
bad,
why is that even?
It's not a bad stereotype. Like,
well,
it's like
I know, but using
them
the...
as like a warrior, being like, this is a strong figure by which we, like, have our flag held. Like, you never see a football team. It's the Carolina Panthers who are doing really well this year. It's not the Carolina Field Mice. Or, you know, the Carolina...
Yeah,
I see
what you mean, but I'm just saying that, like, the headdress isn't even something that applied to all of the Native American tribes. So why are you offended when it wasn't even your tribe that...
Yeah.
That they're...
Well, they're, like, appropriating another tribe's culture, man. Just, that's like inception of, like, PC.
Yeah.
Going in... Too deep, two layers.
Yep.
Like, if it were a bad stereotype about American Indians, then it would be different. Like, if it were, instead of the Washington Redskins, if it was the Washington Booze Hounds, like, the Washington Alcoholics, like, it'd be like, okay, well, you know, first of all, that's not a good name. You're not going to sell a lot of shirts. And second, that's kind of offensive to that group of people, because you're being outwardly mean. But taking a good part about their culture and lauding that, like... Like, just compare it to every other mascot. Nobody picks mascots that they think are stupid. Like, I guess, like, the Charlotte Bobcats in basketball. I think that's their name. I don't know shit about basketball. That's a pretty dumb one. Like, but other than that, it's like the San Jose Sharks, the, you know, the Kings.
Would railroad tycoons be derogatory towards white males now?
Railroad tycoons?
Like, it's old. Like, Indians, for the most part... don't wear headdress. Well, I don't know what tribes do actually wear headdresses, but I mean, that's an old stereotype. It's not like they're bringing up something, like you said, that's relevant now, like booze hounds, but like railroad tycoons. Like, if that was a
it was, that's just not that a good a thing, name for a...
I'm just trying to think of something you could that isn't a thing anymore. Like, railroad tycoons, they don't exist, but if you made
tycoons,
a team name...
The Tycoons, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was, I think it was in Montreal. They had, like, before there were the Canadians in, like, the late 1800s, it was, like, the Montreal Millionaires or something.
Really?
Yeah. Which, back then, it was, like, probably way more impressive to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Because having $1 million in, like, 1894... You were set forever. Your kids would be set today, probably, if you had $1 million back then. You're just a stinky kind of French asshole playing hockey poorly. Probably got like 6 goals in a game because you played against, the fucking town butcher staff. and then you make it into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I hate looking at, like, the Hockey Hall of Fame or the Football Hall of Fame or any sports Hall of Fame where all the people back past, like, 1930, it's like, that's not even an athlete anymore. It's like, that's a guy who could afford skates. Nobody else could afford skates. How's the insurance sales going? Oh, it's going great, eh? Got a pair of skates, gonna go play professional. Like they're paying us in beer.
Way so more dangerous, Canadian. Though. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it, too. Like, you gotta think about all the protective gear they wear today and how much more safe they are.
No. Think about how much slower they were going back then. They didn't have carbon didn't fiber sticks that would flex. Faster. Yeah, nobody was shooting the puck 108 miles an hour back then. People were, like, getting drunk between periods, smoking cigarettes. Filterless Luckies, probably.
Yep.
And thinking about how great life was right before, you know, thinking about, you know, oh, you know, it's great the Americas finally got rid of that slavery thing. And then... hopefully a big world war doesn't break out, and then another one. Like we'll be too old to fight. Like that's all that they were thinking. Just skating on their shitty skates, playing hockey poorly.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, now we're cutting into the question time, which is what people seem to like. Anyway, so before we get into the questions. If you want your question guaranteed answered, go to Patreon. That's linked below. That is one of the sponsors for the show. The next one is, of course, CloudStopShop.com. CloudStop, your local vape shop. Are you tired of dealing with your local vape shop pricing day in and day out, in, out, in, out? It's goddamn rape. Come in to CloudStopShop.com to save serious cash on starter kits, mods, tanks, and drippers. I don't even know what a dripper is, but it sounds fancy. Sounds like something you'd use for heroin or maybe hash oil. Maybe it is. I'm sure they wouldn't want me to say that. And better yet, no more dealing with those creepy vape shop employees. You know the one that was in a band last year and his soda can-sized gauges? That is very true. The people who work at those shops are generally, they make me uncomfortable. Oh yeah, and don't forget, you don't have to deal with that oversized customer that has been sitting in there for hours, oogling at your girlfriend, preaching about the wonderful delights of the KFC $5 box. It's 2015, just get your shit online. CloudStopShop.com, escort quality, hooker pricing. Don't forget, use the code MERCA15 for 15% off all orders. I am going to do this right after the show, do that thing they mentioned in the first read,
get the two bottles. Well, in out.
Get some of the good old in out. Yeah, we'll do that after the show. But before we do anything like that, we need to first get the KFC $5 box. And then I'm just kidding, not that. I'm going to sign up for their
box. Is that
I don't know. It says it right there. I'm going to do the juice club so I can get two of those every month, but you know what? Maybe I should see if they would send it to me for free first before I go on and buy something.
I'll buy it.
Oh. Yeah, you buy it. They won't send you anything for free. And I won't share. I gave you the...
I will steal it.
The Vapo Labs pumpkin pie flavor, because I don't like pumpkins very much, but all the other ones I've used. I shouldn't be talking about a different fucking vape company when I'm doing this one.
Well, we'll see. We'll see when we get their CloudStop stuff.
Yeah. So CloudStop, your local vape shop, that's cloudstopshop.com. That's linked below. Use code MERCA15 for 15% off all orders. All right. So I have way too many fucking tabs open. What was I thinking? All right. So first, doing a few of these for those of you who donate the $10 a month from Patreon to have your questions guaranteed answered. I do at least one of these a month for you. If you have good questions and you're good at making things entertaining or telling a story, then I'll do one every week for you. I don't give a fuck. All right. Hey, Marco, what's better, being denied the promotion at a job bluntly or being let down slowly where you know you didn't get the job, but they keep going for an extended period of time with half-assed compliments? Half-assed compliments. I'm confused. So you're going for a promotion at the job where Well, of course you'd rather hear no immediately, right?
You always want to hear no immediately, but there's more to it.
Yeah. The latter happened to me today, and my boss told me that he wants me to help the person who got the job I went for assimilate to the position. Kind of hurts when they said that, and previously said, you care about this place more than anyone on staff, then shot me down right after. Your podcasts are awesome. Keep them up. Yeah, that's really douchey.
Wow.
That's...
Hey, who'd they hire? Like, that's a good question, too, because if they hire someone, like, that's maybe asking for less money and then turning around and asking you to help that person, that's kind of shitty. I know one of the companies I worked for would hire upper management from other companies instead of hiring from within the company, and that was always... just, it really sucked. And I felt like it was because they wanted to get a better price on someone than someone who's been in the company for a really long time.
Well, that's definitely what they wanted. Yeah. And it's way better to be told right away, so then you can at least focus on getting, you know, shit ready for a new job or for a new promotion opportunity instead of sitting there and stagnating for a while, wishing that it would work out, but knowing that it won't, you know?
Or they might want to see how you perform helping the new person. Like, I don't know. I'm not a supervisor, so I don't know what the reasoning would be, but that is a shitty situation, no matter what the situation, when you're kept out of the know about it.
Yeah. All right, next one. Sup, slut. Anonymous, please, and thank you. I've liked this girl for quite a while now, but I know she likes someone else. Well, that's unfortunate. We get on really well, and we always talk, but she probably doesn't really think about me as someone she could date because I'm pretty fucking weird. I've never really felt this strongly about a girl before, and she's pretty much the only girl that's shown any interest in me. Also, I have no interest in any other girl in my year. There's only about 20 girls in my year, and I don't socialize outside of school. 20 girls? Wow, that's a small school. Not having a girlfriend has me pretty depressed, and it's making it hard to study and concentrate in class. It doesn't help that seeing her all the time and knowing she likes someone else makes me feel like a big old lump of shit. anything that happens between her and this other guy probably won't last, so I guess my question is whether I should cut off engaging with her and move on, or wait it out and maybe try something once she gets over him. Keep the podcast going. Love you. I don't know how old you are, but it seems to me like, and I've done this before too, and where you get really into, especially when, I assume you're probably in high school, you see one girl, she shows you some attention, and suddenly that's all you can think about, where it's like, oh man, she's perfect for me, and you like the idea of her more than you actually like her, because I'd wager a bet that you really don't know her that well. That you've kind of built this up a lot in your head of you like the idea of her. You know what I mean? I think you should go for it. Ask her if she wants to go to... Don't ask her about a movie. Ask her to go somewhere social. Ask her to go ice skating. Ask her to go bowling. Ask her to go anything. If you can get a group activity to go, that's almost even better, as long as it doesn't include that other guy that she is apparently into, you can tell. Try something like that. If you can read from her body language and what she's saying that she's not into it, then just kind of give up and go to someone else. If anything, the fact that you're disinterested in her is going to make her more attracted to you. I don't know why it works. Aww. It just does. What?
Well, I don't know. I feel like everybody gets tunnel vision when they like someone, and that will make you feel worse because, like, she probably has tunnel vision for somebody else, so that's why she's not seeing you as, like, showing interest in you. And then, you're not going to disrupt the tunnel vision. Like, it's a phase, and she'll get over that person. Like, chances are the guy she likes isn't that interested, or isn't as interested in her as she is in him, you know?
Yeah. Who knows, though? I would say go for it.
But try to, like, break your own tunnel vision, because it'll psych you out.
Yeah. You're going to get way in your own head to where if it doesn't work out with this chick, which it seems like you've already pretty much consigned yourself to that fate, that it's not going to work out. So if it doesn't work out with her, you're suddenly just going to be obsessed with her and not be able to move on to another chick.
And all you'll focus on is like, oh, what's wrong with me? What's Like, why doesn't she like me? When you should focus on, like, well, getting to know other people and get, or getting to know, I don't know, not intimately, but just being friends.
Yeah.
With other people.
Yeah, I think you should go for it. If it doesn't work, do your best to try and not obsess over it. All right. Yeah, that sucks, man. I know how you feel, though. I think everybody's been there. All right, next. Oh, real quick, before the next one. So, I'm doing PKA's merchandising. I don't know if I said merchandising. That sounds retarded. Doing all their t-shirts and shit, their hats, mugs, whatever else we do. We're thinking about doing, like, knives, special brand of knives, with, like, PKA or something laser engraved on it. That's all going to be going live next week. If you guys have ideas or something that you'd like to see on the shirts, let me know. You can even send me a graphic, and if it fits well enough, I can put that on a shirt. I mean, it's not like I can fucking pay you for it or anything, but I know a lot of people like the idea of, like, seeing their shit up there. Like, oh, hey, look at that. I made that. That's a shirt now. If you have good ideas for that, let me know, because I'm all ears, and I know you guys probably have, the conglomerate of you is way more creative than I can ever be. So yeah, just be looking forward to that. Hopefully you guys like what we've done so far, and I'm excited for the release of it. It's not even up on Spreadshirt now, so if you went to Spreadshirt PKA now, you would just see all the old shit they have, if that store's even live, because right now it's a private store that I'm working on. But be looking on that for next week. Hopefully you guys like it, so that'll be neat. All right, next one of these, another Patreon question. Hey Taylor, I have a pretty great Am I the Asshole story. I love these. Send these in if you got them. And if you make them up, just make them believable, because it gets out of control sometimes. Rewind to spring break of my junior year of high school, and I am on vacation in Cancun, Mexico with my family. Being only 17, I was constricted to the bullshit white wristband instead of the elusive gold one, which allowed you to get adult beverages at the resort. Oh, that sucks. After a futile attempt at coloring my own wristband to get drinks, I decided the best way to get drunk on my own accord was to go to the clubs. So after days of begging my parents to let me go out and party, they finally allow one night of debauchery, which I was hyped about. Fast forward to the club, and I was having a great time. I remember strictly drinking rum and cokes and slowly but surely blacking out while getting down on the dance floor. I'm not sure exactly how I met this young lady, but one thing led to another, and we were getting very intimate on the dance floor, to say the least. At about 1:30 a.m., we decided to leave the club to go back to her hotel room, and she leads me to the nearest bus stop and says her hotel is only 3 miles down the beach. Now, remember, I was only 17, and my resort was in the opposite direction, and I did not trust my drunk brain to navigate my way back in the middle of the night, especially in a country like Mexico, even in a resort town like Cancun. Now, this is where it gets interesting. I somehow convinced her that instead of going back to her hotel room, we should just find a nice quiet spot nearby and just do our thing right there, right now. How'd that fly? Come back to my hotel room. Let's go back there. How about we just fucking a bus bench? Like, just blackout drunk. She consents and we start having... Did you get it written down, brah? Did you get that consent form, brah? She consents, and we start... You shouldn't use that word. Like, it is intrinsically creepy now. Like, she consents, and we start having sex near some bushes in a grass courtyard. That's not too bad. Next thing I know, there's some yelling, and someone shines a flashlight right at us, and I hear, "Polizia! Polizia!" I immediately bolt, but I'm in cargo shorts and flip-flops. Wow. Cargo shorts and flip-flops. She must have been sopping wet in that in that courtyard. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get that American with the cargo shorts. And we have to take you down. You can't have sex in public. It's a $200. Or wait, I immediately bolt, but I'm in cargo shorts and flip-flops, so it wasn't too hard for Officer Hernandez to stop that endeavor. The cops basically said something like, "You can't have sex in public. It's a $200 fine, and we have to take you down to the station." The girl starts crying and says all she has on her is cigarettes in her purse, and I start racking my brain thinking, how the fuck do I get out of here? Then I have an idea. I tell the police I have $400 to pay for the both of us, but it's back at my hotel room. And if they let me go, I'll be back in 20 minutes. Now, I have no idea how this worked, but they let me leave to presumably go get the money. But once I was out of eyesight, I bolted to my hotel room and never looked back. So in conclusion, am I the asshole for basically fucking that girl over, literally, and in the sense that she probably had to go to jail, pay a fine, and I just got off scot-free. Love the show and can definitely tell you the full story on the next Skype hangout. Yeah, you're an asshole, but you're also that. I don't. Why would they just let you leave? They're the assholes.
They're trying to get cash out of you, like.
Yeah, they were trying. They weren't.
They were trying to get you to bribe them.
Yeah, there's no way in shit that after you ran away, they took that girl with no money down to the station for no reason.
No.
Like they just let her go. They were hoping that I guarantee it wasn't even a $200 fine. They were trying to get some money out of you, and they thought, well, fuck. Best we can hope for is that this retarded drunk kid comes back, and don't look up the law. Just put your fucking tablet down. No, we're not looking up the law on public sex in Mexico. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah,
we're gonna be on the next question by the time you find it. Yeah, that you are an asshole a little bit, but I would have done exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. It's the cop's fault for being dumb enough to let you run away when you're blackout drunk. And you're clearly drunk enough to be having sex in a courtyard in the grass, which seems uncomfortable. So you're going to be drunk enough to sprint away at the first opportunity.
And she had to be drunk too. Like,
yeah, you're both drunk. Clearly. I mean, if you were blackout drunk, she probably was a little less drunk because one person has to be, you know, two blackout people does not a good. Well, you are having sex outside, so who knows.
Gross.
Yeah, good for you, though.
Gross teenage sex.
Good for you. Good for him.
Yeah, good for you, but it's still disgusting.
All right. Hey, Taylor, love the podcast, and can you please keep this anonymous just in case? Yes. Now, on to the situation. I have a best friend who is in a long-term relationship with a guy, 3+ years, and lately she's been sad constantly, telling me they're always fighting and bickering, but last night it sort of came to a head as he called her a moody bitch because she wanted to message him and he was with a mate and he told her to stop messaging him. She says that she makes excuses for him and that's why they're still together. I'm not sure what to do because it's clear it's making her depressed, but I don't want to say anything because who am I to tell her to break up with this guy, and I don't know the full story because I'm seeing it through one side. Any help would be appreciated. Thanks.
Oh.
So you're into this chick?
Don't
you're,
be.
You're waiting on the wings, waiting for her to fall out with this other guy, so then you can swoop her up and get some rebound sex. Is that what's happening? That's what seems like happening, and she might know that as well because they're not stupid. They know why we're there.
Anybody yeah. that won't stop messaging you after you tell them, please don't message me. Like that's something that only I don't know really immature people do. I think like. If you tell somebody to stop messaging you and they keep messaging you, like she probably engages in a lot of annoying behaviors like this that she doesn't understand are
annoying
or inappropriate. Like messaging someone a bunch it's inappropriate.
It's aggravating.
It's inappropriate. Like you don't do that. It doesn't matter what like mental state you're yeah. in.
And you know what the messages were? They weren't little. How are you doing? Are you enjoying this video game? What would you like to eat tomorrow night? They were little snarky, passive-aggressive, bitchy comments that she was messaging him, and he got tired of it. That's the guarantee, and she's not divulging that to him.
Yeah.
I guarantee they were little passive-aggressive or overtly aggressive, shitty little comments. Yeah. Wait in the wings for this. Maybe you'll get some rebound sex out of it. But don't give her any advice for, because right now what you're doing for her is she's already getting a bunch of attention from this guy, and
you're validating her behavior.
Yeah, you're validating her behavior. Thank you. You're validating all the shitty things that she's undoubtedly doing, and you're also acting as an emotional tampon for her. So anytime she can't get all the attention and all the validation she needs from guy X, she can turn back to you and have a completely one-sided relationship. Where, ask yourself this friend that you have, do you feel like it's a pretty even give-get kind of relationship? Like, do you feel that she gives to you as much as you give to her in terms of time, in terms of resources, in terms of support? Do you feel that way? If you honestly look at it, I sincerely doubt it. I bet you're going to look at it and say, well, shit, I'm the one giving 90% of the time. So she's looking for validation, and the fact that she would even bring this up to you and drag her personal life into yours, that's immature and shitty.
Yeah, and the reason why she says that she makes excuses for him and that's why they're still together, it's like, well, they're both making excuses for each other. Like, whatever shitty behavior she thinks he's doing, she's making excuses for him because she knows the shitty behavior she's engaging in. And that guy, even if he is or isn't engaging in shitty behavior, all he's thinking about is like, oh, yeah, we're having sex, so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. Like, his excuse is, oh, I'm having sex with this girl. That's the only reason he puts up with it.
Yeah. Yep. That's it. Yeah, so just don't get too involved in that. Sounds like it's going to stress you out for no reason. Please keep this anon. Hey, Taylor, longtime fan, sliding into your message box, you little slut. I got a question about this girl. Surprised, right? I knew you would be. I met at my community college. Earlier this week, there was an event I landed for extra credit in a class she had with me and ended up sitting next to her. As far as I can tell, we hit it off talking through the entire event. Now my problem is I can't tell if she is straight or gay. How do you feel about dick? Just
she could be both.
She could be. She could be straight and gay. In class, she gave off a little bit of a gayish vibe. Oh, man, I love twat. Like, what? How did she give off a gay vibe? Like, she have really short-cut hair and one of those, like, female power fists on her shirt. but I don't get that vibe from her at all at the event. So what do you think, Slut? How can I determine whether or not she is gay? I thought asking her if she is seeing someone was a good plan, but what's your opinion of it? Yeah, you can always ask if she's seeing someone. You could also... oh, there was a little extra thing. P.S. Loving the podcast and your Let's Play with Melissa. Also, Vapo Labs is dope. Me and a few friends are milking the shit out of that hippopotamus's titty. Anyways, the feedback of my defective gaydar is greatly appreciated, and keep those videos coming, boy. Thank you very much. Yeah, so you could ask if she's seeing someone. You could also,
like, it's always a compliment to let someone know you're interested in them. Like, even if they're not available, they'll still, like, appreciate it unless you're creeping on them. Like, just do it in a cool way. Just be like, yeah, so just if you're interested in her that way, ask her out. Because a lesbian will come up and straight up tell you, like, oh, sorry, like, I'm gay. Hate to break it to you, but I'm gay. Like, that's not something they'll skirt around.
Yeah, you should do that to get it direct. Or you could always try, like, bring a small, like, dick-shaped dildo with you into class. And then bend over and drop it and go, oh, shoot, that's my gay friends. Do you have any gay friends?
And then that's awful.
No, and then she'll go,
that's so terrible.
No, and then she'll go, like,
you've she'll got... be like, what the fuck do you have a dildo for? And it's your gay
friend.
I'm friends.
Really close to my gay friend. He left it at in my shower.
Yeah,
suctioned,
you're really close.
Left it. I found it suctioned to my wall. I was just like, oh, Teddy, this again.
You know what?
And so I unstuck it, brought it to class, falls out. Do you have any gay friends? I have a gay friend. Also, while we're on the topic, how do you feel about the shape and contours of that gay friend implement that I have? Does it look like something you might enjoy inside you? Do you like that body part?
No, that, okay, you know what that's gonna tell her? She's gonna be like, oh, this guy wants me to set him up with another guy. Like, if she is gay, she's gonna be like, oh, like, he's not asking me out, he's asking if he, or if straight or gay, she would think, oh, he wants to know if I have any gay friends I can set him up with.
That's why you need to preface the whole conversation. It falls out. You go,
no, and then you're just
first,
like,
of all, you know,
fuck?
Personally, I'm a grade A muff diver, but I have a gay friend. Do you have any gay friends? This is my gay friend's dildo. How do you feel about cocks? Do you enjoy them?
You're going to get sent out of the classroom before that conversation can even take place.
You have to scream it quickly. Like, what do you think? Do you have any gay friends?
What the hell is that? Like, pick that up. Get that. Step outside, please. Step in the hallway. Okay. I need to talk to you.
I don't know. I don't know what a good approach is.
You just gotta ask her straight out. Yeah. Like, just be like... I mean, if she's straight, she might be offended. I don't know. If she's gay, she will, you know, be like, oh, yeah.
Hey, just ask her out in a regular way.
Yeah, ask her out. On a date, like, you have to specifically say, hey, do you want to go out on a date?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, that'll turn people off.
If they're gay.
If they're gay, yeah. But also, you could just say, do you want to go out on a date? But it's implied. that it's a date when you go, do you want to go out sometime? If you say, do you want to go out on a date, that's going to make it seem more official than it needs to feel and make her intimidated of like, this is borderline a relationship and I've only talked to him in class.
Or just get to know her more. I mean...
But you have to get to know her outside of that environment that you've been getting to know her in. You need to bring her to at least a group
thing. He said
he
went to an event.
An extra credit class event, I think, at community college.
Yeah, I don't know. Do I give off a gayish vibe ever?
No.
No, okay. Well, your gaydar sucks.
No. No. My friend Ted asked to suck my dick 3 times, and he's not even gay. Like, you're not gay either, so that's not fair.
No, I'm not gay, but I like women. They're hot.
Yeah, but most women feel like that too. Like, it's way easier for women to be like, oh my god, Susie is so hot. Or, man, I would lick Scarlett Johansson's bean. Or...
They don't say bean.
Yes, they do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
You say bean. No. It's gross. Don't say bean again.
No, that's what they say. Guys, you can't be like, oh man, I'd take a shot out of Channing Tatum's belly button, given the chance. Or like, oh man, I'd like to squeeze that calf. Or whatever gay guys are into.
Squeeze that calf.
Calf squeezer. Calf okay. Squeezer 69.
I don't know.
It's like the name
but...
on a dirty message board. yeah. Anyway, question for Truly Terrible. I think this might be the last one. We've been going for a while. It's been flowing pretty easy. Yep. Question for Truly Terrible. Please keep anonymous. Hey, I'm a huge fan of the show and love that you're on PKA and you're honestly one of the funniest people I've ever heard. Thank you. I'm a senior in high school, and I'm 18 years old. I've never had a girlfriend or even asked a girl out, and the extent of my sex life is occasional hugs from friends. I've always been pretty quiet around people I don't know, but when I'm around my friends, I don't really have any issues with that stuff, and I can be pretty social, and I love making people laugh. Since I'm a senior, I've been trying to be a little more social outside of my friend group, and it's been getting better, but still not great. Anyway, there's this girl I've liked for a few months, and we've started to become decent friends, but I don't really know what to do now. She's a year behind me, so we don't have any of the same classes, but I see her in the halls, and for a few minutes after school most days, along with for a few hours on the weekend because we play with the same sport. That's good, you gotten in. The only time we've ever hung out by ourselves is by just playing the sport, but since it's winter and an outdoor thing, that's kind of out of the question now. I know it's probably a bad time to start a relationship since I'm a senior, but she's one of the funniest, nicest people I've ever met, and I feel amazing every time I spend time with her. Honestly, just getting to the point I am now with her as casual friends is pretty big with me compared to everything else I've done with girls. You gotta start somewhere, man. You shouldn't be so down on yourself already. And I would probably just ask her out already, but she's the team manager for the sport I play for the school in the spring. So I would like to see her 2 to 3 hours a day, every day, and the thought of those awkward situations, which I'm terrible in, would make me feel like absolute shit. I was wondering if you had any advice on how I could take the next step without making it awkward if she says no. I'm not particularly attractive, but I'm not incredibly ugly either. There's a huge middle ground there, at least I don't think. Sorry for rambling and making all this jumbled and shit, but just thinking about this is making me really fucking anxious, and any response would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. It's a lot of information. At the very least, you already have an in with her. You have similar interests with the sport. You're a senior, so if this does go poorly, what's the fucking worst thing that happens? You don't get laid, you move on faster, and you have to deal with a couple hours a day of awkwardness, which it won't be. It'll get over that way faster than you anticipate. I say go for it. That's going to be my advice every time for the most part, is just go for it. Like, you're in high school, what's the worst fucking thing that can happen? If it doesn't work out, a little bit of awkwardness. Does work out, you get laid, and your confidence is through the roof. Melissa.
Yeah, I agree. Sure, why not?
Sure, why not? What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, that's good advice.
What?
I just said that's good advice.
Yeah, but don't you have anything to add?
Yeah.
Well, then add it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, you're a teenager. It doesn't matter. Like, it does matter, because the healthier your relationships as a young adult are, the healthier your relationships are more likely to become as you get older. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems like just taking a really healthy, not very serious approach to any relationship at that age is the best course of action. Just go for it. Don't stress out about it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And it's hard to say, like, oh, don't be upset or don't be depressed about it not working out, especially when you want to have relations with another individual.
Relations.
Relations.
Carnal knowledge.
Carnal knowledge. I like that one. Carnal knowledge with another person. But, I mean, you're going to want that with a lot of different people when you're older. And it's not always going to happen. So, it's like, just gotta just keep trying. It's a numbers game, like Taylor says.
Yeah, it is. Give it a go. Doesn't work. Try with someone else. That's all you can do. I actually wanted to do one more. I saw one that wasn't about... Or that was about something a little more different, I think. I didn't really read the whole thing. Hey, Taylor, I don't know if I'll get a response or anything, but I'm looking for advice anywhere I can get it. So last night, two close friends of mine, a guy and his girlfriend, got into a motorcycle accident. It wasn't his fault. A van pulled out in front of them when the van lights was red, perpendicular to my friend riding through the green light. Well, the guy got some pretty serious injuries, lost a kidney, broke a couple ribs and an arm, had some internal bleeding, but no spinal or brain damage, so they think he's going to be okay. My other friend, his girlfriend, was less fortunate. It was her first time riding the bike, and her helmet wasn't secure. She died on sight. Jesus. My other friend is still under at the hospital, and he doesn't know. We're both seniors in high school, and he was planning on going into the Army, but that can't happen now since he's missing a kidney. He's kind of religious and wasn't with this girl just to fuck. They truly loved each other, and he planned on marrying this girl someday. But all because some moron in a van had to get where they were going sooner, they killed this poor girl and completely derailed the guy's life. So my question would be, how can I, as his friend, help console him through this? Even if he makes a full physical recovery, he will never be the same funny, goofy guy we all know and love again. He's a very guilt-oriented person, and even though it wasn't his fault, he'll blame himself. We go to a very, very small school, about 150 people. Yeah, that is small, so everybody's going to know. So we're like a family. How can we bring him back or at least make him comfortable around us again? Or do you think we'll just remind him of her? Sorry for the long message. Keep the podcast up. Thank you.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
Like,
I bet a lot of this is like when you go through something like that, everybody around them, like you really want to go out of your way to help, you know, like to do everything you can to help them actively. But I wonder, and I don't know, because I've never been in that situation. Like, I've never been on the side that this guy's in. Like, I wonder if that's what you want. Like, do you want people actively helping, or do you just want space, you know? Like, do you just want to kind of be able to internalize it and think about it and not have people, like, constantly trying to, like, distract you with activities and stuff?
Well, he's not going to know what he wants. Like, he's going to be just as confused. He's not going to want to be around people. But then when he's alone, he's not going to want to be alone. Like, when you lose someone that close to you, you have no idea what to do, like, anything you used to do, you feel like not doing anymore because it's not worth it, or, I mean, there's so many different things that go through your mind, and being a good friend and not trying to back off and, like, I don't know, I think backing off and distancing yourself from him is going to make him less comfortable with being around you guys, and that it would be more important to try to keep being the same level of friendship, even if you can't have that anymore. Just keep trying to be close, because it will just, like, if he gets used to not being around you guys and learns to cope without you guys, then once he's around you guys again, it will bring back, like, sad memories and things. And he may, I mean, I would say try not to do anything that much different.
I'd say, like, I don't know, people are so different how they handle this shit. Maybe, like, don't pressure him to constantly be doing something with you, because it's like, oh, we need to distract him. Let's take him to a hockey game. Let's take him motocrossing. Let's take, well, don't take him motocrossing. let's take him paintballing or whatever. Just something like that. Just maybe always make it understood that there's an open invitation, like every couple of days, even if it's just that, just invite him, like, hey, want to hang out? Want to come do this? Come do that. Like, if he says no, he can't be offended by it, obviously, but just keep an open invitation so he always knows that the situation hasn't changed with you and your friend group, and that he's still welcome. It's still going to be the same as it can be. There's no good way to handle it. And,
well, and being in, like, having everybody come over, like, you don't need to hang out with everybody. Like, just going over to his house, seeing how he's doing, seeing how his family's doing, because they probably knew her pretty well, too, if they were close. And
yeah, and if, a bunch of people that he didn't used to hang out with are suddenly, like, inviting him and trying to be, like, over-the-top, you know, buddy-buddy with him, it's probably going to make him feel, like, almost condescended to, you know? Like, if everybody, like, if it's not just his friend group, but he's going to be getting tons and tons of people that he didn't even associate with in high school trying to buddy-buddy up to him and stuff right after this. Like, they're just going to be trying to be nice, but it's probably going to be condescending, and you might not want to add to that. Or I'm just thinking about how I would feel in these situations. Like, I would get a little bitter at people that didn't care about me before, and then as soon as something bad happened, it was like, oh, now you give a fuck. Like, now suddenly I'm your good friend.
I think it depends on the circumstances, because sometimes that kind of puts people off, depending on how your friend is and how he acts. It might put people off to be that way towards him, because, I mean, at least I never experienced anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's really tough. I've never been in a situation where a friend's girlfriend or a friend's boyfriend has died. So, I don't know. I would try just to be as similar to you were as you were before as possible. Just try to not, you know, change up everything. Like, and then play it by ear. Everybody's so different, you can't possibly know.
He's going to be different. I mean, he is.
It's going to take him a while, yeah.
And he's not going to know what will help.
Yeah. Try different things.
So he's not going to want to be around anyone, and then he will probably feel like he does want to be around people, and then feel the opposite again. It'll just be all over.
Yeah. All right. Well, what a uplifting thing to end on. That's really sad. I'm sorry about that, man. Hopefully you can get that settled. But anyway, check out the sponsor linked below for this week. And thank you for joining me, Melissa. It's been a good time. If you guys like this, she'll probably come on more often.
Yeah, you're funny. I like being a part of it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm always just trying to stifle my giggles in the corner.
Yep. But anyway, thank you, Melissa. If you guys want Melissa on more often, let me know and leave a like or whatever the hell you kids are doing nowadays. Check out the sponsor and also the Patreon. Thank you guys for listening, and I will talk to you later.